In the sculpture, there's two pairs of dancing legs. In my sculpture work, I often isolate specific parts of the body as a way of considering their sculptural properties. One of the pairs of legs is based on a sketch I did of the Leeds Art Gallery collection work, The Dancing Stevedores by Jack B. Yates, an ink drawing showing dockyard workers doing an impromptu dance for an audience who watch on. This really spoke to me and made me think about the way people bring joy at their workplaces through senses of community, friends, camaraderie and fun built into day-to-day working life. Having fun at work can possibly be seen as a small act of rebellion, but is also really important to our own self-care as well. This sense of fun and humour was very strong within both Leeds Art Gallery and the British Library's collections. It's amazing how creative people can be when passing the time or making light of work, whether it's dancing or singing or just having a chat with a friend. As a result of the Dancing Stevedores work, I decided to film myself dancing in my studio in between making artwork for the exhibition. I was also thinking about Mining by Jacob Kramer, a watercolour in Leeds Art Gallery's collection. The figures are all in very interesting postures, but very abstracted and gestural and animated. To me, they speak of movement, but also they appear fixed and static in the work that they're doing. I thought about what if the figures from the Kramer work went from these postures of work to dancing. So I made sketches from other works from the collection also featuring figures, which included Burley Allotments by Wendy de Russet and Leeds Canal by Charles Jinner, then copied some of these stances and incorporated them into a dance, which is in the video work in the exhibition.